All right, now, when did you first meet Uncle Morris?
I met him at school. In high school.
In high school, all right.
Oh, and then he was also a neighbor of ours. He lived next door to us with his parents.
All right, and how old you were? In your teens,
17,
I guess.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Something.
And when you got married, you said you were 25.
Yeah.
All right. And what date was that?
February 5th, 1928.
All right. Is Uncle Morris is older than you?
Not much, but a year.
All right.
3 years older.
All right. You were married. We're here in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And you'd known each other, what, 7, 8 years?
Yeah.
If your marriage was not prearranged, do you think it would have been prearranged if you had stayed in Europe? Did they do this in where you were in Europe? Arrange marriages?
Yeah, they did that. Yeah, they did in Europe. I don't know, but here they didn't arrange it for me.
Mm. But if you had stayed, if the family had stayed in Europe, you think it would have been?
Yeah, it would have been arranged. That's what they did all of, you know, years ago.
Is Uncle Morris from the same country?
No, no, no. He's from a different place altogether. I'm from, he's from, you want to know the name of that city?
Yeah.
He's from Skvera.
Hmm.
Skvira, Russia. I came from, mine was Romania yet. Romania. Then it was taken over by the Russians.
You mean when you were born there and you lived there, it was still Romanian?
Romanian, yeah.
Ocalana.
Ocalina.
Ocalina. I always thought it was...
No, it was Romanian.
That the family came from Bessarabia.
Well, that's what it is. It's Romanian. Bessarabsky Guberny. That's Bessarabia.
Romania.
Yeah.
Did anybody in your family or any of your friends marry non-Jews? No, this was during that first years when you came here. Yeah.
No, I don't remember of anybody.
Well, it says, what was your feeling about this? Would this have been a shocking thing for your friends?
Yeah, it would have been a shocking thing. Yeah, it would have been shocking. If it would have happened.
All right, now it says... Many young couples today have trouble getting along with each other. What were your problems of adjustment during the first years of your marriage? Now, I don't know.
I didn't have any much trouble.
Okay. All right.
I was very much content.
Okay. Now, who made the important decisions in your home? And was this different from in your father's home? I guess, who was the boss?
Well, my husband made decisions, I made decisions. We both made decisions.
And with your father and mother, was one the...
One.
More bossier?
No.
Your father listened to your mother on things?
Yeah, my mother listened to my father. We're both the same. No boss in Europe, they're not in here. We didn't know anything about being with the boss.
Now, what kind of schooling did your children receive?
My children? You mean now?
I guess this is, I don't know how far along they want to take this, but I guess they all went to public school,
high school and college.
And, But Sissy has a master's degree, doesn't she?
So does Billy.
And Billy does too. And Boris and Joni
have... The only one didn't go to college, David.
David, all right.
Four away.
Right. Two have master's degrees and two have bachelor's degrees and one didn't go to college.
One went through high school.
Okay. Did any of them receive any Jewish education?
They went to Cheder.
Okay.
They were bar mitzvah, all of them, all the boys. Three boys.
Is that from the Margareta
School? From the Margareta
School.
Sure.
Was there any significant difference between the way you were raised and the way you raised your children?
Well, I was raised, I was more strict, you know, than my children. My children had more, I spoiled them a lot.
You feel your parents were more strict than
with
you
the,
were?
With me, than I was with my children. I gave them almost anything they wanted. I spoiled them.
They're not so spoiled.
Well, they were when they were little. I mean, I gave them everything that they wanted. I never refused them.
And you know, you don't feel your parents were this way?
What? No, they were not like that.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you remember having any problems in raising your children when the children were young, which was due to the fact that you were an immigrant?
I didn't have any problems at all.
No. And by the time you had children, you weren't green anymore.
No, I wasn't. I had no high school education, and I worked. And I was Americanized a lot.
Okay.
So I didn't have any problem at all.
All right. Now, I'm going to, there's these things that I'll have to fill out at the end, and we'll put it on the tape anyway. Your name. You said at the beginning, Henrietta?
Yeah.
Henrietta.
That's the way I went to in high school.
All right, Henrietta.
They call me Yetta for short.
Yeah, but so it was Henrietta Protech, and your married name is Topolsky.
That's right.
All right. And your age?
I was born in 1902. I'm 4 years younger than your dad.
1902, all right.
That's
And
July,
you came
July 21st.
All right, and you came to this country in what year?
About around March the, let's say, the 12th.
In
1914.
And you came to Pittsburgh that same year? You came right to Pittsburgh? You didn't stay in New York?
No, we landed in Philadelphia.
Oh, in Philadelphia. Oh, I kept thinking you came into New York. You came into Philadelphia.
The ship landed in Philadelphia.
Oh.
And from there, we came to
straight
Pittsburgh,
to Pittsburgh.
By train.
All right. Okay, fine. The interviewer here is Florence Rosner, and the date is January 8th, 1969.
She paused. She went over there. We'll just stay there. Clean up.
I thought that was appropriate.
Oh, the monster's there. difficult.
Maybe.
Yes, they will. Actually, don't.
That's why.
They better have. They'll call her back too.
If they don't call,
that's like giving them much time.
No, we have to give them more time. Like four. They don't call by four. Just forget.
No.
And then that.
All right.
Now it's recording, and you're 695.